the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour. It rolls on. Still plenty of time for your phone calls. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Dom, I got to keep a careful eye on some of the hosts around here. Guys like
Mark Thompson. Why is that?
Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Mark Thompson has been under threat of felony charges for a matter of months. You know, if the guy's charged, do I got to pull him off the air or do I... pat him on the back and say you're doing a hell of a job.
Charged, never convicted.
Oh, yeah. That is a standard we've got to hold all the hosts around here accountable to. Molly Beck reporting the Milwaukee County DA became the second prosecutor to decline to charge the state elections commissioners. You know, people like Mark Thompson. A second county prosecutor declined to charge state elections commissioners with felonies recommended by the Racine County Sheriff over guidance the officials issued to help nursing home residents vote during the most threatening months of a coronavirus pandemic.
Guidance that was discussed in open session with public input and agreed upon unanimously.
Well, until the second vote, and then it was 5-1. So the five from the second vote, they're all felons. But Bob Spindell, he's an upright citizen.
Bob Spindell. Oh, my God, dude.
Prosecutor in the Milwaukee County DA's office cited a lack of evidence and jurisdiction in a letter sent Monday to Racine County Sheriff Krishmer Schmaling. You'll get nothing unlike it, Schmaling, who asked Chisholm to prosecute Wisconsin Election Commission members and county residents Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson, our buddy and fine host of the Paul Revere Show. Tune in at 7, now with less felonious host. Milwaukee DA makes the correct decision. There was no crime whatsoever, Jacobs tweeted about Chisholm's decision. Only a commission that worked as hard as it could to allow people to safely vote during a pandemic. How dare they? Schmaling recommended the charges after investigating how voting was conducted in Racine County nursing homes and concluded some residents should not have voted based on his interviews with their families and staff at the facility. In his analysis, Milwaukee County Assistant DA Matthew Westfall said the office's review did not find evidence. What's that thing? Evidence.
You don't need evidence
to support Schmaling's conclusions.
When you're just living on a fascist high, man, you just lock them up, right? Lock them up. Doesn't matter if you feel that way, Sheriff. No, why didn't he go and arrest them? I mean, that's what you really thought. You thought a crime was committed. If Mark Thompson would have mugged somebody in one of those nursing homes, would you have arrested him then? A crime was committed. You thought, maybe you saw it. If you think a crime is committed, why don't you go arrest him? I'll just see how that works out for you.
The interesting part, Tom, there was never specific accusations made against nursing home personnel. Only the commissioners. You know, the actual perpetrators of any prospective crime... we're not actually charged. Well, maybe this will clarify points. Here is the assistant DA in Milwaukee County. Several claims have been raised surrounding potential fraud in the balloting process. There does not appear to be any support for such propositions. That means zero evidence. Claims have been made that residents who did not request a ballot voted because someone requested a ballot on their behalf and voted on their behalf. There has been no evidence submitted that any of those individuals who received ballots did not request them. So there's no false ballots. Nobody got somebody else's ballot. Not a single case with any evidence offered. But it sure does feel fishy somehow.
Yes.
Racine County Lieutenant Michael Lewell said in October, one resident of the Ridgewood Care Facility in Mount Pleasant likely voted illegally in November of 2020 election against a court order declaring the resident incompetent to vote. Commissioner said at the time, if the allegations were true, the local district attorney should bring charges.
Absolutely, and I would agree with that.
Against the incompetent person who's already been adjudicated incompetent. What, are you going to hold them doubly incompetent? But, you know, just setting that aside for a moment. Lewell said another 7 residents with serious cognitive problems were victimized because trained poll workers were not allowed on site, leading to nursing home workers allegedly filling out information on ballots and ballot envelopes for the residents who he said we're not able to make sound decisions.
Westfall said.
The cop.
Yes.
The cop said. Westfall said Monday, absent such a court adjudication. Now look at judges ruling a court adjudication. A family's concerns about an individual's ability to vote would not disqualify that person from requesting a ballot and voting.
I got to be honest, Curtis. I'm wondering that if this is the criteria for the Racine County Sheriff, that what anybody that would vote for, I don't know, somebody like Donald Trump must be cognitively impaired and therefore their ballot should be thrown out. Because that's what I think.
You go to the right court, you could probably get that adjudicated. Dominic, further, none of the individual electors were interviewed to determine whether they did request a ballot or request someone do so on their behalf.
Wait. Can you please restate that for the record?
Yeah, they never bothered asking any of these supposedly cognitively impaired people if they actually wanted to vote or tried to vote or asked someone to help them vote.
Well, if you did and they didn't agree with whatever you're trying to lay out there, then that would be bad. So you're best off just not asking the question,
well,
right, Sheriff?
Here's a little more context. Regardless, the Wisconsin Elections Commission had no role in requesting ballots or voting on behalf of residents. There is no evidence they conspired or encouraged anyone to improperly request or submit a ballot. Almost like they did nothing wrong here.
Well, that doesn't stop the sheriff.
Dominic Schmalling, the sheriff, first referred the charges to the Racine County District Attorney, Patricia Hansen, who declined in February because the commissioners did not live in Racine County. Is that the problem?
Uh-huh.
Schmalling then referred the same charges to prosecutors in four counties where five of the six commissioners live. It is appalling to me that an appointed, unelected group of volunteers has enough authority to change how some of our most vulnerable citizens access voting, Hansen wrote in a letter explaining her decision. Her non-charging decision, a very Comey-like letter. If even one person's right to freely choose to vote or not vote was diminished, then a travesty of justice has occurred. Sure, but where's your evidence that that ever happened?
And if that were to be the case, I would support you in the prosecution. But if you don't even ask the supposed victims of this travesty what happened, then how can you possibly go and try, you know, walk up the ladder and convict, what, a bunch of unelected group of volunteers?
Dominic, the commission, which consists of three Republicans and three Democrats, set the same policy for other elections in 2020 and early 2021. Those votes were 5-1 with Republican commissioner fraudster Bob Spindell in dissent. You know, he's got to have some standards.
Now, Bob Spindell, a Republican Stop the Steal Trumpster, who was he one of
false
the...
False elector. Fraud.
False elector.
Yes.
He's one of the fraudulent
committed
electors.
Committed specific fraud and declared himself a legal elector for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin.
And he still, to this day, sits on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
He does. Few criticized the policy at the time, but Republican lawmakers turned against it. After the 2020 election.
After they lost, if they would have won, would they have been fine with it? I mean, this is so old hat. It's like Rojo coming out, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's like 2011 Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Oh, my God, we're going to lose. We better start, you know, seeding election fraud in conservative talk radio. Oh, wait, we won? Oh, all right, forget that. What a freaking joke.
Joke, schmoke.
I mean, really? This is how our government runs?
Apparently, Dom. Apparently. Or doesn't run very effectively. That's why we do a show and have good fun on the radio. With our callers occasionally at 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, say hi to my little buddy.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I just think, you know, thoughts go through my head here, you know, that Sheriff from Racine County, you know, let's start calling him the Sheriff of Nottingham. Just think how corrupt that guy was in all the literature that we've seen in the movies. We've seen Ron Johnson and Rick Scott, you know, that decrease the surplus population, you know, better they die and decrease the surplus population and then take our Social Security away from us. I mean, the Democrats need to start running ads. Ron Johnson, Rick Scott, and the Republican Party platform is to take away your Social Security.
Yes.
Pure and simple.
Well, wait till they roll out the next party platform, which is Soylent Green. Good for you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, extra tasty. You know, Soylent Red or Soylent Green, boy, extra tasty, both of them.
Mark, appreciate
you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Appreciate it. I mean, just to identify and let everyone know what a douchebag this Racine County sheriff is. Back when Illinois legalized marijuana, he was like, "Hey, it's still legal here," and you know, and people were actually concerned that this guy would like randomly stop motorists on 94 going back and forth to, you know, buy legal weed.
I found that really hasn't been a problem. How about you, Dad?
No, dude.
And I drive a devil wagon across the border both ways. Just saying. You know, if you're looking out for me, Sheriff, I'm the super cool guy throwing the horns. 844-967-2789. Hey, wanted to turn our attention down. We barely even talked about the Milwaukee mayoral race. You know, there's a big Milwaukee mayoral race going on. And one guy can't wait to move out of Milwaukee if he loses.
Oh, the peeper?
Bob Donovan.
Yeah.
He's barely got a place in Milwaukee now. Can't wait to get out. Former Alder Bob Donovan is ready to be the next mayor of Milwaukee. But if he comes up short again against acting mayor Cavalier Johnson, well, he hasn't lost to Cavalier before, except in the primary, but he's lost a number of times. He's run for this office before. But if he comes up short against acting mayor Cavalier Johnson in April, Donovan is not likely to stick around to see what happens next. That's because Donovan, in an interview last week, said if he loses, he's going to move to Greenfield. He's got a condo. He and his wife moved there after he retired as the Milwaukee Common Council member in 2020.
If he loses, come on, man. You're going to motivate more people to vote against you when you say something like that. Wait, we can get rid of Bob Donovan if Cavalier becomes mayor? All right, I'm going to the polls.
I'd call that a win-win, wouldn't you, Don?
Absolutely.
Apparently, he also owns a house on the south side of Milwaukee. Although, I would point out here, there might be a little more to the story, but I'm going to continue from Bice. It's a nice condo. It's just small. It's perfect for Kathy and I, Donovan said when asked about his future plans. And I have a garage. I never had a garage in my life. I love having a garage now. So there you go. In response, Cavalier Johnson said he's not surprised that his phone would probably leave the city if he falls short next month. Johnson got 42% of the vote in the February primary, Donovan 22%. That ain't so good. The acting mayor said Donovan moved to Greenfield shortly after he received his last regular paycheck from the city in 2020. Johnson, a Democrat, suggested his conservative opponent seems to have an affinity for the Milwaukee County suburbs. It's absolutely 100% says something about his commitment to the city, Johnson said of Donovan's plan to move. If he loses,
he
already did leave first and foremost. He's already got one foot out the door. He's already proven that. For the record, Donovan said he never intended to leave his residence on the South 28th Street that he bought more than 35 years ago for $42,000. He currently has an estimated fair market value of $94,400. Man, that is not much appreciation in 35 years. But anyways.
Well, perhaps the Donovan ownership has, you know, deflated the value of the property. You know, it's like, you know, buying a house with a murder in it.
Well, Donovan said he... That's a
Do you have to disclose how Donovan actually lived in the house? You know, the former accused... Well, he settled the peeper stalking bathroom issue from UW-Milwaukee way back in the day. So I'm sure he's gotten all over that.
Now, Dominic Donovan inherited the Greenfield condo on South Woodbridge Lane from his mother, Gloria, who died in April of 2020. That value, about $95,000 for the condo as well. Donovan said his son, Eric, and here's the perhaps important part of the story, has an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis that makes it impossible for him to find work. His four-member family has been staying with the in-laws and need a place to live. So in 2020, they moved into Donovan's place on the south side, and Donovan and his wife went to Greenfield. The condo was not big enough for them. The house was, so we moved to the condo. But if he loses the election, Dom, apparently it's going to be a full house.
What if he wins? Then what?
I'm not quite sure. I guess
I don't think we'll have to ever worry about that.
Well, perhaps not. Come back. One last segment of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, then Native Roots Radio, then the Paul Revere Show, now with a less felonious host.
Allegedly.